This is Digital Dave again.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And yes, the tricky part about that 747 was getting fuel.
Yeah, definitely. No doubt about it. But on the good note is that there's a gentleman here who snagged one of the engine nacelles off it and is driving it around the campgrounds.
There you go. There you go. And we are joined by...
Steve Platkow. And he's a restaurateur.
Ooh, a food guy.
Yep.
Food.
The restaurant is, what is it, PM Prime, and it's an aviation-themed restaurant outside of Chicago.
Okay, now, you know, we're from Philadelphia, so an aviation-themed restaurant is any restaurant where an airplane has crashed on it. I take it that's not the case.
No, not exactly. It's a fine dining steakhouse. Why it's aviation-themed is since I was 10 years old, I was collecting photographs of the pioneers of aviation, and my wife would not allow me to hang those photographs in our house, and I couldn't afford a divorce, so we decided to,
restaurant. Hey, honey, let's buy a restaurant so we can hang the pictures.
Right, exactly. Well, whatever makes you happy and whatever gets you out of the house.
Well, I hope you like cooking food as well.
Oh, I absolutely love eating, and what we basically have, it's called PM Prime. We serve the top 1% of prime out of a ranch in Northern California. We have a James Baird award-winning chef, best chef in the Midwest, who is technique-driven and ingredient-focused. So it's a par above any of the other big corporate steakhouses with a collection of photographs that's, you know, well worth over $250,000.
Oh, my.
Wow.
I've never heard the phrase technique-driven, ingredient-focused before. It must be a very nice restaurant.
Well, I'll tell you.
I can't afford to eat there. I know that.
I'm learning a lot from a couple James Baird, either nominated or winning guys that are on the team.
Cool.
Well, it sounds like it's a great success story.
Are you on an airport?
No. If you were to fly in for a dinner at PM Prime, it would either be Waukegan or Chicago Executive, a short cab ride from either.
Okay.
Sounds good so far. You have a lot of photographs in there. Do you have any other aviation memorabilia?
No, we tried to focus on the people rather than the hardware. There's a few hardware shots of planes that I just couldn't help but not have.
Just
posted.
Way too sexy.
You're right, like a P-51 Mustang.
Yeah, you got to have that.
Right,
that's a P-38
classic. Lightning.
Nice.
Also a classic.
Yeah.
But you don't have like propellers on the wall or airplanes hanging from the ceiling.
No.
We can help you out with airplanes from the ceiling. We actually We know of a museum that got an airplane that was literally hanging from the ceiling.
Okay.
And I'm sure there are many more.
They restored it to flying condition.
Good. I love that.
That's neither here nor there.
No. We've got to get to fly to his restaurant so we can have lunch.
Yeah, no kidding. Top 1%
of prime. Now we're only open for dinner 5 nights a week, but if you guys choose on your way back east to stop at PM Prime, I promise to offer you our very best hospitality.
Oh, boy.
The red alert. This is going to be good.
Get a room.
Exactly. Well, we already got one thumbs up from our crew.
Our support staff is already...
I think the producer didn't quite hear that.
Yeah.
Free food.
There he goes.
Wow. There's the translation of our hospitality.
Yeah. We can be had.
He woke up.
Yes, he did. How long have you had the restaurant?
Oh, we opened July 11th. So
brand new.
It's brand new. Hottest restaurant on Chicago's North Shore.
If you have visiting celebrities, you're going to take their pictures and put them on the wall?
Well, put it this way. We are going to have Amelia Earhart Rose, Amelia Rose Earhart, who I think was on the show yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a speaking engagement in October and will be in and dining with me that evening. She's not hard on the eyes, that's for sure, and I would be willing to bet that there'll be a picture of Amelia, the new Amelia, on the walls along with the Amelia Earhart that we grew up with.
Okay, now I'm sure if he took our picture, he'd hang it on the wall too.
It'd be hanging
in the kitchen,
right next to the dumpster.
No,
the bathroom.
I was going to say, there's probably room in the bathroom for you guys.
Yeah.
You know, we always get the best spots, don't we?
He takes. Hey, you know what? It's not so bad being near the bathroom.
No, definitely not.
Hit our age, but anyway.
When people ask me what the relevancy of photography on the walls in a steakhouse, I say it's a metaphor for excellence for us at PM Prime, and hopefully a metaphor for our guests to pursue excellence in their lives. with your pictures being in the bathroom, that also would be quite inspirational.
Yes, excellent. Yeah, thanks.
Yes, we can finally get it together.
Wow, this guy must have studied PR or marketing or something.
Well, as a matter of fact, I do own an advertising agency in Chicago called RPM Advertising.
See, there you go.
So not exactly my first rodeo.
Yeah. That certainly explains why he knows so much about us, but I want to find out who the Ratney organization is.
And under what was that? What would that the title bar under our picture be? Aviation legends in their own mind.
Yeah.
Well, I came here also not only to pitch PM Prime, but also to pitch you guys on a third team member, and I'd be Steak Steve.
Oh boy, Steak Steve. No, it's got to be Radio. Radio. What else could we call it? Well, I was Digital Steve earlier because they've changed my name without telling me again.
Again.
Yeah. So
we'll work on that.
Okay, very good. I'll put my application in.
All right. And how big is the restaurant? How many can you seat?
We can seat 80 people in the dining room, 25 people on a courtyard outside. It's very boutique-y.
Oh, yeah. That sounds nice.
You've got an open-air part of this as well?
We do.
That's the way to go.
It's a lot harder to hang pictures out there, though.
Well, true, but there are other things, I'm sure, that you can be looking at. The skyline of Chicago.
Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Where exactly are you in Chicago?
We're about 15 miles north of the Chicago border on the North Shore. We're sandwiched between Highland Park and Lake Forest. And we are on the lake.
So you're not far from the Wisconsin border.
Not terribly, no.
Mm. Are you going to be open at 6 in the morning?
Yeah, that's about when we're going to go through there, unfortunately.
Well, for you guys steak and eggs, we can make that happen.
Listen to this. Boy, does he know how to bribe.
I'm telling you. Just twist my arm some more.
Yeah, no kidding.
Tell you what, that's one of the best bribes we've ever had.
Yeah, but he'd have to wake us up to feed us breakfast. He'd be fall asleep in the booth.
I'm telling you, after that meal, we would definitely want to take a nap.
I would think so.
Oh, that's a problem.
That sounds good.
Yep.
What possessed you to open a restaurant, though? You could have opened an aviation-themed museum.
You could have even opened an aviation-themed airport.
Right. Well, before starting RPM Advertising, which was 20 years ago, I was looking at, I was a much younger man, and I was looking at opening a bar in Highwood, and I couldn't get the guy to sell for less than half. Well, put it this way, I couldn't get him to sell. He wanted twice as much money as it was worth. I couldn't pay him the right money, and then I ended up getting another job at an advertising agency, and I got so old that at this point in my life, instead of a bar, it would be a fine dining amenity. And
given there you go. That your priorities changed.
Right, and given I've spent the last 12 years opening fine dining amenities for the casinos around the country, including Caesar's Palace, this was a pretty natural offshoot from my day job.
Okay, are you a pilot?
I am a pilot.
You must be a pilot.
Yeah, I have my...
And you have what, a Learjet?
No. I think that'll take about 50 more PM Primes around the country to get to that level.
Tell you what, I'll bet you he's looking at that subsonics, though.
Yeah.
Ooh, jet plane zoom.
Yes. No, I have my commercial multi-engine license. I've been flying for about a dozen years. I started with a Cirrus. I sold it, and I bought a 1978 414A Chancellor, which I restored inside and out. It's private jet, nice on the inside, and on the outside, I had it painted bass boat gaudy.
So it's, boy!
Wow! So lots of it's the redneck executive.
That's exactly right. The tail number too, I changed, and it's 110 Victor Echo or One Love.
Nice.
Oh, that's cool.
I'll tell you.
You're a busy guy.
Yeah, I'll tell you. When I'm flying around and moving from channel to channel on the radio, there's always a smile when they acknowledge 110 Victor Echo. It comes up on their screen. They know exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay. Wow. And how long you've been flying that now?
So I bought that about 3 years ago, and it took me about a year to have it restored inside and out and upgraded. I put, Garmin G600 with a 530 over 430 inside. So it's thoroughly modern.
You have all the candy then.
I have all the candy.
That's
I do.
Good.
And when he parks it on the airport, nobody pays any attention to it because of the outside.
Yeah.
It's like, what is that?
I mean, was your painter doing drugs that day or what?
Well, put it this way. I didn't. If he was, I would have had to supply it because that certainly was our, the goal is to see how silly we can make this thing look. And I'll tell you what, jokes aside, it's awesome. It's the craziest 414 out there.
I don't doubt that, and it has the best food on the in the air.
The in-flight catering is superb.
So there's your next market. You got to start selling food to the high-end airlines. You know.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah,
seriously. Hey, you know, speaking about food and airplanes, there was a study about 3 years ago, and this is really serious, and I think it's really interesting, that they found that the sound of jet engines in some way causes the brain to perceive that food quality is not as high as it actually is, and that's why the airlines always failed at delivering food that was considered good or excellent. So the issue is the ambient noise somehow interferes with the brain's sensory ability to taste.
So we need to get a DC-3 and a 707 together and try this out.
Definitely.
Yeah. Right.
Or better yet, we just get a restaurant and fit it up with some speakers and play that ambient noise and see how
that would be a lot cheaper.
Right. Well, I was thinking that'd be a really good move for any competition that moved in. Is to speakers with playing jet engine.
Yeah, playing jet engine. Oh, you got to play this jet engine stuff. People love it.
They love it. Yeah.
The sounds of airplane going, it stimulates their appetite.
Yeah.
Yes, it stimulates them to go somewhere else.
Right.
Yeah.
A guarantee for one and done.
All right, Steve, I want to thank you for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.
And I can't believe you didn't bring the steak and eggs this morning.
You know, I was just thinking that myself. Where's
anyway,
the food?
Right. Do you have a website or anything where people can find out more?
Yeah, pmprimesteak.com, and we're also on OpenTable.
All right, very good. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.